I think it was about the, oh gosh, the 20-something of June 1968, I formally took over my first platoon. Even in those days, we considered Fort Bragg the center of the universe. And it sounds really conceited. But it was true. We were the only game in town, and we were airborne. And it's hard to explain to people how important that designation was, because we were different. You were proud of the fact that you were in the 82nd. And oh, by the way, that lieutenant across the street or on the other side of the post, he wasn't getting that $110 jump pay. And that made you even more special because we had more money. I always remember that jumping out of the airplane was nowhere near as frightening as jumping out of the 34-foot tower with a harness and going to the end. And I think they designed it so that when you stood in that mock door looking at the horizon, it created more fear at that height than jumping from 1,200 feet. The culture of the 82nd at the time was such that you were a DSL, and that stood for dirty, stinking leg if you hadn't been to airborne school yet. Part of that culture, I think, was you had a bunch of young people in that unit who had done something many of them never thought they were capable of doing. And they did it. They accomplished something. Many, for the first time in their lives, the 82nd was just a special place, and Fort Bragg was special because of the 82nd. I guess from that point on, all of my future assignments in the Army were always compared to, well, back in the 82nd, back at Fort Bragg.